the Supreme Court's going to hear arguments on Wednesday, not about what you just heard about, the sponsorship of ads, but about free speech. It's the Westboro Baptist Church of Topeka, Kansas, and they're going to be arguing before the nation's highest court that they're constitutionally protected to protest outside the funerals of soldiers. And we've been talking about this, and we asked you over the weekend what you thought. What's something that you've heard or read that you thought should be outlawed?
This is Seth from Hoboken, and I think that violently racist, sexist, or generally prejudiced comments should be made illegal.
We also got a text from White Plains, New York. Somebody said that the burning of any sacred religious texts should be outlawed. And Miguel from Hialeah, Florida, writes, KKK rallies of any kind and gangsta rap. I grew up on Snoop's Doggy Style album, by the way. That said, there's no societal benefit to either of them. Indeed, only harm, which I imagine a lot of you have thoughts about. But also, we got a few more responses from you.
Context is important. Who gets to engage in full freedom of speech? Are these individual rights or corporate rights? I think they should be individual rights, and I think they should be unlimited at the individual level. Although, like I said, context is important.
Tell us what you think at 8778-MY-TAKE.
My name is Margie Frazier, and I'm calling from a small college in the Midwest. Lately in my English class, we've been talking about the ethics of an author. And, of course, the subject that came up is freedom of speech. Our professor posed the question to us, where does your freedom of speech end and someone else's begin? And our class has come to the consensus that you can say whatever you want as long as you're willing to take the consequence and you're not overstepping your boundaries, as long as you're not imposing on the other person's right to say what they want and to live happy and peacefully.
8778-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.